First, a new report shows that the biggest news stories you heard about this year might depend on whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Morning Consult looked at 46 of its polls that surveyed a total of about 90,000 registered voters. People were asked about what they'd seen, read, or heard about the top news of the week. At the top of both parties' lists are Hurricane Dorian, right behind it, President Trump's national emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border.
We've got to get rid of drugs and gangs and people. It's an invasion. We have an invasion of drugs and criminals coming into our country that we stop, but it's very hard to stop.
From there, the top stories begin to differ. Joanna Piacenza is senior data editor for Morning Consult, and Eli Yokley is a reporter at Morning Consult who covers politics and campaigns. Joanna, thanks for joining us.
Oh, so happy to be here.
And Eli, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here.
Joanna, let's start with you. You've done a similar report now last year and this year. What are you looking to find out in this annual analysis?
Well, you know, whenever we ask people their opinions about a number of issues, climate change, immigration, impeachment, one of the things that we like to do within polling is ask people how much they've seen, read, or heard about the news. That way, you know, we can look at the attitudes of issues of people who have heard a lot about the news. So we were thinking last year, we have a lot of these, what we call seen, read, heards. So we collected them again in 2019 to look at what news penetrated where and with which partisans. So it's a fun project that we do every year that always has us thinking, wait, that happened this year? and really interesting to see how many people across the country really heard about the news that kind of we're obsessed with in Washington.
Well, Eli, let's start off with the top story, at least as far as what people saw, heard, or read about. Hurricane Dorian hit the Bahamas in early September, then went over to the east coast of the U.S., eventually to the northern Atlantic. Give us a recap, a sense of how big that story was and why it stood out above the crowd.
It was a big deal. I mean, these stories of death and destruction have really been able to break through in the minds of voters. About 7 in 10 heard a lot about Hurricane Dorian when it came through this year. That was followed up by the national emergency at the very beginning of the year. And some of these other stories about crime and some of these shootings that really dominated the headlines this summer.
And Joanna, a lot of the stories we'll get to, I think, have a partisan divide where, you know, Democrats may have heard about it more or less than Republicans. A story like this hurricane, was there that kind of divide?
Not really. You know, we write a lot about media bubbles here at Morning Consult. If you actually go to our site and see the interactive from which this is based off of, we actually used bubbles in the interactive because we wanted to kind of show media bubbles. And one of the surprising things is that there weren't a huge amount of differences between the top news stories between Democrats and Republicans. You know, there were divisive news events, absolutely. The Trump administration's continuation to separate families at the border, Trump's attacks on McCain and kind of other lawmakers, those created a divide between Democrats and Republicans. But, you know, the bigger news stories, the hurricane, Epstein's death, even the college admission scandals, those were seen, read, and heard, you know, pretty evenly among Democrats and Republicans.
Eli, let's talk about impeachment proceedings now. And this is kind of a special story because you could say, you know, did you hear about this particular moment or impeachment, or did you hear, see, or read about impeachment overall? How do you break that down when you try to figure out where that kind of story looms in the public eye?
Well, one of the things we've learned at Morning Consult is big moments matter. And one of the biggest news moments of the year was Nancy Pelosi's announcement in support of the impeachment inquiry. Over half of voters heard a lot about that at the time. And what we saw immediately was a spike in support for it. That really was able to drive opinions. The same thing happened with Attorney General Barr's announcement about the Mueller report earlier this year. He came out, announced the report well before Robert Mueller was able to speak up. And that really solidified a lot of views about that that investigation. Some of the smaller moments in the impeachment scandal have not been able to break through to voters. One of the things we're watching in the next week here is to see how many folks hear a lot about this vote that the House is about to take tomorrow on this.
And Joanna, what he just said about what Eli just said about the Barr summary versus Robert Mueller's report and then Mueller's response to Barr later got less attention, as I understand it. So those moments do matter in shaping what people see and hear about a big story.
They do. You know, I think that when a larger moment happens within a news cycle, like the Mueller report, like the impeachment proceedings, if it's something big, it tends to really break through among voters. And then maybe there's a little bit of a drop off for these kind of smaller stories. You know, take the Me Too movement, which happened last year. Really gained traction among voters, but this year, one of the lowest penetrating news stories of 2019 was a new book that detailed 43 new allegations of sexual assault and harassment against President Trump. That, you know, would have made headlines years ago, but I think because of the way that we consume news, when something big happens, we tend to become a little bit, I don't know, used to the headlines. We hear them over and over again. And so it kind of goes in one ear and out the other. Or many news outlets simply don't report on something if the story is too long, if nothing exciting is happening, in their opinion.
Talking to Joanna Piacenza and Eli Yokley, both with Morning Consult, looking at what news viewers saw, heard, and read in the year 2019. Eli, it's interesting hearing about this idea of people tuning in to particular moments. And this is maybe a hazard for journalists and broadcasters. We're in the constant fire hose of news, and it kind of just is all always coming at us. Is it useful, do you think, Eli, to take a step back and think about how people are actually seeing this and whether people are seeing these stories?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, these kinds of things drive narratives here in Washington. You know, we're sitting in the nation's capital today, where there is a big House Rules Committee hearing happening on impeachment. And it's happening in the middle of the day, but it seems like the biggest deal in the world here in Washington. And some of these things just aren't breaking through to folks. It's a good reminder that some of these big scandals we hear about a lot aren't really penetrating to folks. One of the most interesting things was some of the smallest penetrating events were the Democratic debate, the second two Democratic debates. About 1 in 10 voters heard a lot about those, these big moments that we've thought might drive some polling and just didn't because people weren't tuning in.
And Joanna, do you think, and I know you've only been doing this for a couple of years, do you think it's different in the Trump era, where it seems like there's a lot more big stories competing for attention in any given week than it might have been in the past?
Oh my gosh, I'm not. This is entirely speculation.
Right, I'm sorry, I'm asking you to go outside the data here.
The news has not stopped over the last 2.5 years, and that's really why we started this project. You know, we are running at lightning speed just to keep up with everything, and so this is kind of a nice reflection on the year that was, and you know, the therapy that we need to have as we deal with all these headlines and all this news. You know, it seems like it's never ending, and it does seem like it's been a lot in the last few years. I will say that.
Getting back to the partisan divide, Eli, I saw on your graphics there were some stories that were effectively non-existent for Republicans in some cases. And, you know, not every Democrat said they'd seen them, but it might be up, you know, 30, 40, 50%. Is there a kind, a breed of story that kind of fell into that category?
I mean, oftentimes the things that are more likely to make the Democrats' top list and not the Republicans' top list are critical stories about President Trump. I mean, one of the biggest ones on the Democrat list was President Trump's attacks on the late Senator John McCain this year, and that just really didn't break through. On the other hand, on the Republican side, these stories about Joe Biden's inappropriate touching, some criticism of Democrats didn't really break through as much.
People like to hear good news about their party, you know, and that's something that we've seen a lot in our polling.
And Joanna, in our last minute or so, news isn't just, you know, what is on the banner headline with the newsie saying read all about it, extra, extra. We get to pick the news we read in ways that we didn't used to be able to. We can click on this headline and not that and ignore everything else. Is that shaping some of these numbers, these divides between Democrats and Republicans?
Oh, absolutely. People tend to consume news that matches or reinforces their own ideologies, you know, and this is really reinforcing and thickening those media bubbles. I've heard critics on both sides say this is good, that these media bubbles are actually beneficial. I've heard people say that they're bad. But it's absolutely happening. People tend to believe and read news that makes them feel better about their own beliefs.
Eli, we're talking about what people saw and read in 2019. There's still two more weeks left. What story are you watching now to see how people are going to react or not?
I think the biggest one is impeachment. I mean, this is one of the biggest moments, probably the biggest moment in Trump's presidency. And it's going to be a story that's going to bleed into next year in a big way and merge in like a tornado with the 2020 race. So we're keeping our eye on that pretty closely.
You're going to have to update the project.
Well, I'll let you get back to work on it. Eli, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks.
And Joanna, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here. Thanks so much.
Eli Yokley is a reporter at Morning Consult who covers politics and campaigns, and Joanna Piacenza is a senior data editor for Morning Consult. They put together a report on the news stories voters heard about or saw in 2019, show that Hurricane Dorian and President Trump's national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border had the biggest reach.